Coach's Insight continuing here tonight on Care 93.7, Brandon Tamman. And now we're joined by Atchison boys basketball coach. That is Pat Battle. It is presented by Amberwell Health. And just another fantastic season to this point as we're nearing the sub-state tournaments beginning next week. Atchison will have Schlegel on Friday to close out the regular season portion of the schedule. We'll talk about that momentarily. But again, Pat Battle joining us, and we appreciate the few minutes each and every week. Coach, a big win against Washington on Tuesday night, 77-49. You guys bounced back pretty well since that loss last week to Highland Park. Again, wins in the last two over Labatt County, and then most recently Washington on Tuesday. What'd you like about that game on Tuesday?
Well, first and foremost, I thought we defended incredibly well. You know, we talked about maybe a week or two ago about really kind of paying attention to the particulars and doing the little things better, being better job setting balls, you know, setting screens. I just felt we paid attention to detail. I felt we played at a great rhythm. We played fast at the same time. We weren't out of control. You know, I felt that Highland Park kind of sped us up a little bit in parts, which credit to them, and they do that very well. But I felt, you know, Washington has a similar style. They have some great athletes that they can get you sped up. And I felt we just really handled it very well last night.
Atchison looking good, 17-2 with that one matchup left with Schlegel on Friday. You know, as we kind of peek ahead to Substate, and I guess we'll kind of backtrack here before we dive into what Substate kind of looks like. Very successful season, of course, last year. A lot of similar faces back again. You know, the expectations certainly high going into this 23-24 regular season after that state berth a year ago. But still a lot to be determined and a lot still to play for. But, you know, with taking out the Schlegel game on Friday, just to this point, you know, the regular season, how would you kind of assess and grade what you have seen from your team so far in 23-24?
Well, I think first and foremost, I think we are a better team than we were at this time a year ago. When I look at us, I think we defend better. I definitely think that we play better in transition than we did a year ago. I mean, all the credit to last year's team, but I think that the kids that are currently here, when we look at them from where they were a year ago, they are miles ahead of where they were, you know, from the season past. So I think that's really a great credit to the kids and the work that they did. It started with the off season. It started with the weight room Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 7 a.m. It started with, you know, getting a van and going to play at Northwest Missouri for their shootouts and things like that. So they've definitely improved. I really do believe that we're a better team than we were a year ago.
And certainly get an opportunity for a run here starting next week. Again, Schlegel Friday, a regular season finale, chance to get to 18-2. It would lock up the top seed in the 4A East Substate and would potentially put you in a first-round matchup next Wednesday against Paola at home. Would certainly set yourself up for an opportunity to get back to the state tournament. I don't know how, you know, coaches are different. How far out do you look ahead at Substate, kind of see where other teams are going? You know, maybe you try to get a little bit of a scout in early to kind of get yourself ahead, you know, with sometimes a fairly quick turnaround. You'll have a few days to prepare. But, you know, teams behind you, you see teams like Baldwin, Rock Creek, Chanute, Fort Scott, these ranked teams in there. You know, how much do you know about some of these other teams that you could potentially see or end up just kind of the Substate as a whole?
I know a lot about them. I mean, I'm always delved into the present, but I put a lot of time and effort into keeping my eye to the future, just a hair. But with my kids, all we care about right now is Schlegel and in moving in that direction and making sure that that we win our next game. That's the one that's there, and you can't get caught looking ahead. But for me personally, yes, I have a pretty good feel for what the 4A East looks like, for sure. I've seen a lot of those teams on film. You know, YouTube and all the things that all these productions are. You know, I remember, 10, 15 years ago, I'd have to hop in the car and drive all over the state of Kansas, and now I can just sit down and look at it on YouTube. I'll tell you this, my Saturdays are not watching college basketball. I'll wait for that when the season's over. For me, it's going back through and looking at high school games. So I have a pretty good feel for what's out there. You know, and we'll deal with that when the time comes. But for the moment, you know, we really talk about with our kids about living in the present. And so that's really our focus is right now is beating Schlegel and getting number 18. And then we'll deal with the next challenge. And there's plenty of challenges in the 4A East. And even teams that are 2 and 3 wins have kids that if you don't play well, they'll beat you. And so that's, you know, that's the case.
Yep, no doubt. In the now, Schlegel on Friday for Atchison to close out the regular season. A win would get them to 18-2 and lock up the top seed in the 4A East bracket, which would set themselves up for a first-round matchup next week against Paola, but still needing to figure some things out with that bracket coming out later on this weekend. That is Pat Battle again joining us. That is brought to you by Amberwell Health, Atchison Boys Basketball Coach. Coach, we appreciate it very much. Good luck against Schlegel on Friday, and we'll talk to you one more time next week.
Yeah, thanks a lot. I really appreciate all you guys do for high school sports.